the economy goes up and down, but overall it's always up.
Yeah.
For 200 years we survived, and for 200 years there were those in Europe, in the lower of the world, who were saying, good, America got it, good, now America's going to go down. Always there were stupid economists and haters who were saying that. That doesn't work with them. Anyway, then they will say, well, how could you go to Iraq? Then I will tell them, well, which country doesn't make a mistake, right?
And you feel the Iraq war was a mistake?
Iraq war, well, they lost me at the point. I tell you honestly, I supported the Iraq war because why wouldn't I believe the American intelligence?
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't I believe the American government? Now, if they said the Saddam Hussein, I had to be smart.
You feel duped?
I had to be smarter because I remember very well, it was always very political, I remember very well the first Gulf War with Bush's father, who was a smart man.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Schwarzkopf was building the army right there under the nose of Saddam Hussein, who was doing nothing for 2 months, only threatening America, and he did let them build the army and basically let himself be caught off guard and saying, you know, I'm going to make Americans swim in their own blood. And the answer to that, and I will throw, you know, bombs on Israel and destroy Israel, and nothing happened. And the answer is very simple. The answer is easy. He's not a Hitler. Mm-hmm. He's a Mussolini. He's this coward, a bastard who sent his own soldiers to swim in his own blood. He didn't have any weapons of mass destruction. So, and any gas or anything, or even ammunition for the soldiers. So I had to be actually smarter and ask, how could they in 10 years get so dangerous for the United States?
Yeah.
I believe that they lost me when they changed the message, which was, we bring democracy to Iraqi people.
Mm-hmm.
Then I said, well, our president is not stupid, as I thought back then. He's incompetent. He believed that you can bring democracy to people who have never heard about democracy, who never experienced democracy. It's not like, you know, two pieces of chocolate, you know, democracy and liberal and freedoms, which you can give to people who never tried it, never tasted it. Even Russians don't want it.